Ah, those are great, John. Well done. I admit though, I know you were sincere in your comparisons to Back to the Future. Ironically, I was just looking to mention Huey Lewis in the news in my boo, so that's why I brought it up. I was just kind of teasing you. I know that you got problems with this movie. I'm sure you and Brandon fought about it a little bit at work in the way that you guys do. But yeah, I realized I left a few things out when I did my four million boos there. And I forgot to talk about tone because I think Rian Johnson, to go back to Breaking Bad for a little bit, I think he, is a great or perfect kind of director for the show, because he's got he knows how to deal with that kind of tone, the tone that Vince Gilligan set for the show. And, it's a similar tone for this movie. I do think, if you're making an action movie, like obviously you're taking yourself a little bit seriously and you need the audience to take you seriously, but it's not so much so that, I mean, in the case of Looper, it's not so much so that that it's completely overbearing. Like, Rian Johnson doesn't strike me that way. The film doesn't strike me that way at all. That it's just so full of itself and, oh, these are the rules and, this is how it is. And, if anybody tries to, criticize it, you're just an asshole. Like, I don't get that tone at all. Like, it is silly. It's aware of how silly it is. It's got the scooter bike and stuff like that, like the little details like that, people, certain characters, like Paul Dano's character, like thinks he's like really cool and stuff, but I don't know, he's just kind of like some Wall Street like cokehead from the 80s or something who's, in the future. I don't know. So that's kind of how I saw it. I don't take it so seriously.